This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Hello and welcome along to Hosting, a podcast where I, Guy Montgomery, host my current house guest, Carlo Ritchie, both in practice and in podcast.
And it's day four here at the Montgomery House and
Casa Montgomery.
That's certainly what you've been calling it. What a day, hey?
Yeah.
What a day.
It is, I tell you what, it's Auckland has really turned on an absolute stunner for us.
I've been very ill. Guy told me that fish and chips was best had in the Japanese style, which is all raw.
The only way to really appreciate the freshness of a New Zealand fish is, of course, to eat it raw. I mean, you just risk putting bacteria and different sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's
if you eat it cooked,
all the elements may not have been necessarily consumed best raw.
Well,
the potatoes certainly have not. Not sat well in my system. The oil was difficult to drink, but here we are.
Can I just say, it was rough as hell watching you try and eat those oysters. Now, obviously also, I don't think that sleeping in Frank's bed last night like you did was probably a good idea. It is super damp. And I think a lot of that mold might be affecting you, having a few respiratory.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of difficulty breathing. There's this rash that won't go away. It's got into the bandages on my foot, and they are. Yeah, they're not doing too well, are they?
Yeah, well, as you can hear, I'm just boiling up a pot of hot water to pour on that rash. That should, hopefully.
I hope so.
It's not worked before, but it's not to stop us from trying something.
Every 10 minutes, a good dousing in hot water is certainly helpful.
If nothing else, it takes your mind off it, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is a shame that you've been bedridden all day, because we are having a wonderful time outside. I've got a few friends over for a barbecue, and I've just popped inside to check in with Carla and see how you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's great. You've propped me up here in this little room to kind of watch out through the window, see how everyone's having good fun.
Yeah, I did notice you peeking quite visibly, you pulling the curtain back to see through.
Yeah.
And it's not the whole reason I came in, but if you could just watch that, because a lot of people, they're starting to ask, they're curious.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, it would be great to be involved, like if I could kind of get out there and see.
You could be contagious with the...
You think this is contagious?
The food poisoning and the respiratory problems.
My life is just, it's all getting really, it's really topsy-turvy at the moment, Guy, I have to say. It is topsy-turvy.
Yeah, I mean, you came up, you look a different man from the one who I picked up from the airport
Very
4 days
Ill.
Ago. Yeah.
I've lost a lot of my confidence. I've lost part of my body. Certainly a lot of my body weight last night. That raw vegetable oil was just too much to stomach.
I couldn't watch that, and neither
and
could
didn't and
neither could Sophie.
Yeah,
of course she. Well, didn't she get upset?
Yeah, she said that it was just a weird thing to be doing.
Yeah, when I was watching it, I thought that as well. When I said it, it sounded like it's sort of a believable custom, certainly. And I mean, you took to it.
It was weird that at the point where I was explaining to her how I said, "Oh, look, yeah, guy's just giving me a Japanese," and as I was explaining that to you, that was the time that you gave her the note in which I, called her a bitch about the insulation, and you'd forged my signature, and I was sort of said very clearly taking your side. I just thought that was a weird time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good news for me is that she's sort of taken out all of the fury with you, and it's almost strengthened our bond, which is great. So I'm really grateful for that you could you can help out. It's not the desired outcome in terms of we still disagree about the temperature of the house, but
yeah,
it has strengthened the relationship. And it's
made
not
it
for nothing.
Harder for me definitely being here. Like Frank was quite difficult because he was very violent and yeah, and I mean, so that was tough, I think. But having everybody in the house seem to be pointedly against me.
I am rooting for you to make a full and speedy recovery.
No, that's good of you. Do you think that maybe next time you pour some hot boiling water on my foot, I could have a little bit to drink of it? Because I know that you've said that I shouldn't...
You want a cup of hot water?
Just any liquid, really. I know you've said that you don't think it'll help, but... I'm just so dehydrated from spending the night vomiting and
shitting. I've made the conditions for drinking liquids pretty clear. If you can't drink them boiling, you can't drink them. And, you know, it's exhausting and time-consuming for me monitoring how long the water remains boiling for. You know, the window of opportunity you have to drink it. And for you to continually just ignore it and refuse to drink anything, you're kind of wasting both of our time.
No, you're right. It's rude of me. It is rude of me.
I can bring over if you want some of that water for drinking. I'm more than happy to bring it over. You know that.
Okay. Maybe I can just go a little longer without any liquids at all.
So I guess impressions from the inside today, Carlo.
Yeah, haven't got to see a great deal. Today, I'd say New Zealand is a land of contrasts. It's a land where one day a man might be happy and full of hope and with money in his pocket and dreams upon which that money can be spent. But it's also a savage place where you stand to lose a lot, and the customs are baffling, frightening, and at times contradictory, and seem to always end up costing me a good deal of money.
The customs aren't the expensive things. I think the lifestyle you've chosen to try and pursue while staying here that is really where you're hemorrhaging money. Mm. And I would be doing a disservice to myself as a host and yourself as a guest if I didn't facilitate exactly the kind of stay that you want.
Yeah.
And so I guess if that sounded a little bit like a loaded comment from you towards me, and I guess I'm just trying to disarm that and so that we can move forward and keep having a great time, keep having a great trip.
Yeah, well, I think like it's definitely something that I would love to have. Guy, I'd love to be having fun. I'd love to be...
I think we both are.
feeling so...
I think you just lost it. One of those loose teeth just came out.
They've finally come out. That's six.
I told you not to eat the oysters. I said, we actually eat those open.
You said that afterwards.
That's true.
And you had served them on the same plate with everything that I had just been eating raw.
But I did say it, didn't I?
Yeah.
So that's not for nothing.
Too late, admittedly. I didn't take a second bite.
Anyway, I mean, as I was saying, you do look a changed man.
My gums are quite savagely cut up, and they're quite raw, like quite hot.
This is not very enjoyable listening for people who, some people presumably just listening in for some tips on how to be a good house guest and how to be a good host. And less about the gums.
I would say if you are using this as a tip, just be very careful that what you're getting your guests to do, or the activities, if the activities that you're providing for your guest, just make sure that they're safe and they're well, they're healthy, and that they know what they're going and getting into.
Great advice, and something I can definitely back up and say 100%, and that is totally inside of the realms of my hosting mantra and the sort of experience I try to show all my guests. can't always work out perfectly, but we're coming pretty close.
We're getting up there, aren't we, Guy?
We're certainly getting pretty warm. I mean, you know, apart from that rash, which in spite of all the water is developing quite nicely up your leg, I would say no real harm has come of you today.
Just, I guess, yeah, this sort of a bit of a sense of ostracism.
Like
from that.
That's a reaction you're having as opposed to something that's actually happening.
Yeah.
So
it's certainly a lavish barbecue. Like, I can see that a lot of the money that I've given you over the few days has been well spent. Everybody seems in very high spirits. There's a lot of champagne.
We are having a very good time out there, I can assure you. We are laughing.
Everybody's wearing the suit that you bought them, like each individual suit.
Those are nice suits.
They're beautiful.
You know how
suits.
Much each of those suits cost?
I don't really need to know.
$20,000.
Yeah, that makes a certain degree of sense.
That's 100 guests wearing $20,000 suits.
That's a lot.
I don't even know how much money that is.
$2 million, I think. Is that right?
I think that's actually, that is what it said on the invoice. It said $2 million. And I was only too happy to pay it.
I can imagine. It was hard for my family to sell the farm. Like, that had been...
Well, what might help is I could send a photo. If you could take it from the... If you could take it from the window, actually, we could send a photo of all of us in our suits to your family.
I don't think they'd be as happy as you, Guy. I mean,
you must be pleased to see my granddad and my grandma finally having a good time again after the display.
After what
on.
Happened. Yeah, it is... Good. I'm not looking forward to later in the evening when you've suggested as an apology, I do the old apology dance and cover my naked self with honey and slide out in front of them.
Yeah. In front of them, between them and the beehive, I think would be
the perfect spot.
I just think it would mean a lot to them to
it's
know
just
that.
Of all the spots in the garden, that's the only one that's all rock. It's all pebbles.
It's not perfect, I agree, but you know my grandfather was a beekeeper, and so for all of those different
elements of his life
to come together, also under the guise of an apology from you, would really, I mean, it would be a perfect topper to what is already shaping up to be an outstanding afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
I understand your hesitance. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to get down the stairs. I'm more than willing to give you a hand with that. Would you? I guess it's more whether or not you're going to do it in the first place. But it would just be a real difference maker.
If you're sure that this is going to make them at least accept my apology, I think that'd be for the best.
Okay, I really appreciate that.
I just
don't
want this to be another situation in which I do it. And then after the fact, you tell me that it's a tradition from 150 years from now. Like, that's what I don't want, Guy. That's all I'm asking is I don't want to throw myself naked down there in front of a beehive on some pebbles covered in honey if this isn't going to do anything, if this is going to make people more mad.
First of all, Carlo, you're going to do more than throw yourself down there on the pebbles in front of the beehive covered in honey, because once you're down there, you're going to do the dance.
Yeah, the dance.
As we discussed. And second of all, there is no telling how long this has been or when it will become a custom. So you have my word, my absolute bond, that I'm not going to say this is a custom from 150 years from now. I'm just not going to say that. That's a promise.
Okay, well that's, yeah.
So in full confidence now, you can really...
I can do it. I can do that, yep.
Well, that's not for some time. Obviously, you're going to have to spend an hour or so in the tub honeying up. But in the meantime, are there any other impressions you've had about New Zealand? I mean, you've had a lot of time for reflection, a lot of time to ruminate.
It's a very pretty country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
I've been seeing what you've been looking up on Google. And it is, I mean, some of the places you're looking at in the Milford Track, truly the fjords of Milford Sound are...
Yeah, yeah, even just the, like the bay down here in Auckland
Yeah.
looks really terrific. It'd be great to see it in real life.
I tell
not,
you what,
not is, on not a Google Images search.
Well, just as soon as we've got that foot feeling better, and you know that touch of funny guts you've got.
It's funny because it's the pain is getting only worse, only worse.
That is odd. I could nip down to the store and grab you some Panadol.
I just don't have any money to give you.
Hey, I can. It's not really a done thing, and this stays between us. But I could just grab it for you. I could just grab it for
That'd
you.
That'd really be terrific. Because even if just for tomorrow, I could get out in the sun for a little bit. I think it would do wonders.
So you want some sunscreen as well?
No, that's okay. I'll wear all my clothes. I'll just wear a full length t-shirt and all my jeans.
It'd probably be for the best. You'd probably freak out quite a few people if they could see your skin as I can.
I'm thinking
now.
The sun might make a difference to the mold, though it is quite violent in color and quite quickly growing, like faster than I've ever seen mold expand.
Wow, that's what happens when you leave a bed wet for a day and sleep in it, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently so. So a land really of exciting wildlife as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd love to. Yeah, I would love to get you out there. But like you said, I mean, you are fast running out of
options.
Yeah, or of means of supporting that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's beautiful. I mean, I hope you've been visiting all the websites I recommended. The Twizel, the third page if you Google image search Twizel.
Twizel.
You check that out. Town of Trees.
Town of Trees. Twizel. Should I look that up?
Oh, you can save that for later. You can just bookmark that.
Okay, bookmark that.
But there's that whole list of places to look up I gave you. I mean, certainly have a look at that because I'd love to get your thoughts on what some of those places might be like.
Yeah, I looked at three of them and they were quite confronting.
Yeah?
To look at. I don't eat beef or lamb, so I don't, like, a big part of that is.
You've got to see the freezing works though.
Yeah, it's just. Like, it's a weird, like a lot of really graphic images.
Yeah, I mean, and it is.
And I'm not. I'm in a very delicate state now, so they've been quite, challenged.
You really are struggling there. You
just.
Can I get you some water?
Please.
Sure thing.
Please, that would be.
Just put the jug on for you.
Thanks. I think maybe that the hot water is making a difference because I certainly am feeling very, like, I'm not feeling a lot.
You're not feeling a lot?
Yeah, I can't feel my, like, the good part of my left side. So that's good, right?
It's not really for me to say. I'm not a doctor, but if
Can
I was.
Can we get a doctor?
Yeah, half my friends are doctors. Honestly, they've all just finished at medical school. They would probably be quite interested to see.
Well, that'd be great.
You know, I think what we'll do, just because I don't want to really disrupt the flow of the barber, and I really should get back down there because I'm being a pretty bad host to them, right? And I know I'm hosting you as well, but I'm being a pretty bad host to them, is not to disrupt the flow. What we'll do is I'll get one of them up after the after you apologize to my grandparents. And we can give you a once-over, okay. And hopefully that means we can get out of the house tomorrow. And
that would be great if you could organize that, because, yeah, like, a lot of things happening that I don't know if they should be exactly, so that would be great to know. And I certainly, you've certainly taught me the error in my ways, Guy, in thinking that this country would be better without all of you, because I think, I don't know what I would do without you, Guy. I feel truly at your mercy. I'm so glad to have you here.
It means,
especially in this time, like, we've lost the farm and I don't really have a home to go back to, so.
Wow. It's only three more days till you can go home and try and solve that problem however you best may.
Bless you.
So yeah, that means a lot, Carlo, because I have been putting in a lot of time and effort and energy, and you've actually been quite a time consuming guest. Just accident prone, I suppose.
I'm sorry for that.
Time is money, and I mean, you know, I have been invoicing as I go, but I just, yeah, I really appreciate hearing that. I mean, you can't put a price on a good feeling, and you've given me one of those.
Yeah, that's it. You can't. Yeah, you can. You can certainly put a price on everything here.
I'm going to get that water for you now because you look like you're really wasting away.
Yep, thanks.
There you go. And straight into the mouth. So that'll be good for your gums, I think.
Heat. I can feel the heat.
It's boiling.
Oh.
Ooh.
That is...
much better, isn't it? That looks much better.
Oh, that's not...
okay.
I'm sort of... that's burnt my mouth so badly.
All right, I'm gonna just put a hold on that. We're gonna have to wrap it up there, but
day four. Quando ritorni mi sembra inverno, il sole basso, il mio sguardo perso, un saluto, un bacio lieve come seta. Dimmi che penso.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try the worst idea of all time?
This movie's still fine. Zuccoli, pasta, one diet.
Well, that isn't just about the most beautiful thing I've heard today. And I got married today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you doing ringing up whatever this is?
Well, let's just say the honeymoon's not going very well.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
Where did you go to honeymoon?
Well, we went to the motel.
In Te Awamutu?
No.
Ngāruahia?
No.
The place that starts with X and then is followed by another X?
My hometown?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you just want to tell me whereabouts it is that you've gone for your honeymoon?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, sorry. I should have. Should have led with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whereabouts
are you? Palmerston North.
Palmerston North. The Manawatū.
Bright lights. Big city. Anyway... by some strange turn of events, who should be in the foyer is my wife and I check in. But the actor who plays the character Paige from the movie We Are Your Friends.
And the man who beat you for the role.
The man who beat me for the role.
How'd that make you feel?
Pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
Classic Maximum Joseph.
Agree!
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.